Stacy's too. Then now my office has to go in and change the top to EX because we still have to be able to assess it.
Well, and I think the bigger question for us is we're trying to figure out what happened, and we're not accusing anybody. We're just saying, how do we get back in and make sure that nobody else has a tax bill? You know, I mean, because we've got any number of people that are going to get hit for all of a sudden and have an appeal because they did, they figured they had already taken care of this.
Well, and we're also supposed to be getting paperwork, is it every year, updating us on people's exemption. They're supposed to be sending us something that says they are still... What?
Why?
Because things change.
Does the church need to send you a letter in every year?
The Catholic Church has to do that.
Well, have they in times past?
No, but they're supposed to now. I'm starting
like when a theater that's a church changes to something else because somebody bought it and turned it into
Then they changed into a theater. Okay. But the precedent had been for years and years and years, and this is the issue, is this has been there is a precedent that is set where the hundreds of churches in this area, you guys have enough work to do anyway. Why do you need to try to get a church to send in a letter for what you're doing?
No, what we're trying to do is get it established that we have a file that's...
You don't need a file on them.
We need a file.
That is not your land. Just because you're... No, stop it. You are... Just because you're the assessor... does not mean that's your land so that you can go in there and touch that land. So
I'm not touching the land.
No, you are when you're saying we require a letter for you to be sent in for us to look at it and still determine whether you're tax exempt or not.
No, I miss it.
No, that's what you said.
Well, it is what I said, Jeff.
And I've just seen four properties here. I will calm down, but this is a serious issue.
I am asking everyone who is saying they're exempt to fill out the steps so we have a clear file going forward on why it is they're exempt.
And I'd say they don't have to fill that out. They've been exempt. Unless something changes and we know that they're a theater.
But they also have to send out something to ask if anything's changed. I mean, I'm not
picking on people. I just need a file so that we can keep track going forward of what really is and what isn't. Let me give you an example. Tony Orlando had a theater. It sold to a church.
Yep.
The church
stopped
using that 8 years ago. At that point, they were supposed to start paying taxes on the theater. Did you know that? Even though they are tax exempt, yes, but they moved their church to another theater, another mega theater, and for the past 3 years, they were supposed to have been taxed on it. They then sold it to somebody who I was going to tell you about. Coming up, I believe they're coming to BOE, and they wanted to have a break. So they buy the theater in April last year. They tell the assessor, we're going to get tax exempt too. Well, first of all, the theater should have been, the taxes should have been paid on for years because nothing was going on in it. They stopped using it for that other church. Now, in April, this guy should have paid, as you know, as a realtor, you prorate the taxes. Well, This was exempt, but the person who bought it was not an exempt person, and they did not have that status. And the assessor before talked to them, and they said, we're going to get that set up real quick. Well, they didn't till the end of the year. They still didn't pay because the past assessor put them exempt. But this year, I have to say, you aren't. You aren't even down. You're down as an LLC. There's no reason for you to be exempt. You would need to pay like everybody else. Now that person has run out and become an LLC or become a tax exempt. Right. But they're also giving us paperwork, and I'm saying this here in the speaker to the public, I think it's fraudulent what's going on. Because the paperwork that I was given the first time says they bought it for $500,000. But then they took it and they sold it to themselves as a church for $2,500,000. So they wanted me to value it for their taxes at five for something that, think about any house you sold for $500,000 versus a mega theater. even the parking lot's worth more than $500,000. So I'm getting caught in this, and I'm trying.
I understand things like that can be difficult.
Yes.
And we'll look at that whenever it comes to it.
Okay.
It's not in our authority to control all the stuff that you do. But what I think is wrong that these people right here come November are going to receive a tax bill that they had no clue about that came before us in good faith. And for whatever reason, okay, I'm just going to call it a computer glitch. I did just pull up this other Serenity House Ministries, this nice older lady who had her stuff in a row, is getting assessed for her taxes as well that we just had. So
I think that was 2 years ago.
Well, it might have been 2 years ago, and it's so I'm gonna make a motion on this one so we can at least get through this at least before we forget about.
You're gonna have to read the parcel number into the record again.
And we need to zero out the value, is that correct, Ms. Donna?
All you can do is tell us to take the value to zero. We can't go into her tax book and change anything.
Okay. I make a motion that we move the parcel number, Chris Macklin Ministries, back to zero, which is parcel number 17-2.0-10-002-001-006.000. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
So we just put a paper on your desk here that shows what we're sending out to people, asking them for some verification, so that we have files on who's supposed to be tax exempt. Today, since we know these two are, we'll go back in the system on our side and change them to EX at the top. But that's what should have been done in the first place when you did this last year. If that had been done, we would have known.
They didn't know it, and we didn't know
correct.
It.
Correct. So we're happy to do so.
Whoever in that office didn't do it.
Okay. Let me ask. And here's what we're ultimately trying to get to, is Jeff is, you know, we've talked about this, and we're trying to make sure that we make the correct motion, but we don't want, if I'm correct, had we not caught these two, they would have gotten a tax bill, and since they didn't appeal, since they got their card and didn't realize it had changed.
But they would have gone to the commission, and we would have had to put assessor error, and it would be taken off.
Okay, so you're saying that these people that the system has somehow not been changed that we already made decisions on still have recourse to come back here.
Yes. There's an erroneous
without having to go to the tax commission. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the next question is if there's a way for us that instead of sitting here racking our brain about which ones we've made exempt or whatever, is there a way for the system to check in the system to see which BOE decisions didn't get in the computer?
No, your BOE decisions are getting into the computer. What you would need to understand is our window that we see, we can only change your residential value, your agricultural value, or your commercial value. And when we talk about your classifications, and you want to do, let's say you want to do 50-50 split, we take 50% and put it in the res column, 50% of the value put in a commercial out. There is no thing that we change that says this is res, this is commercial. We move the values from one column to another.
So if we reduced a value, then it should have been in the system. That's pretty easy for you. But if it's exempt, there's been a problem somehow?
I'm trying to tell you, we don't deal in exempt. We
it's
deal
the gun
in
registry
value.
Right there, by the way.
Okay, so where does the exempt get put into the system? Okay,
I have one more.
And so that's... Something's happened at your office at some point.
It should, like I said, it might be a computer glitch because it does show you when we have done a change.
The only thing I could suggest is you contact Ulrich, have him go in and look to see if it's ever been marked exempt, and if it changed. They should have a data column that shows that.
Right.
That's what I think we want to try to make sure of, so we don't, you know, because that will get some attention.
Well, bring up a big church. Bring up any big church. First Baptist, Catholic Church, bring up one of them. Are they also, that would say whether those exemptions had changed. But
I just looked at all First Baptists, and they didn't have any assessment on any of them except for one parcel, and I think it was a house.
See, that's what I'm worried about when you go in and do it to work to give it a value. Because I do understand the property is supposed to have a value, whether it's exempt or not.
Yeah.
It may be flipping a switch automatically. It may be taking it and flipping a switch. You don't think so?
No.
Okay. I don't think so either.
Well, I didn't know because it's not my system.
I think this was something where when they walked out of BOE last year, they should have gone in right away and clicked that switch. And we'd never had
But that
problem.
One was from 2 years ago, Serenity.
I've not done
3, actually, yeah.
3 years ago? Well, no. Camp Barnabas was 3 years ago.
Camp Barnabas.
Serenity was 2 years ago. This one was last year.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just...
All we can change is values.
Yeah.
But you see that they made it a fail-safe that you could... That you do that up there, and we could never screw that part up.
You mean you're not perfect? So,
And I'm not saying that you are. I mean, I'm not.
Donna does her thing, but then Donna.
I am perfect. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. And Donna lets us know what she's done. Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
I got another one here because they did it. And then I got to go get a loan from
you.
You
know,
I can't think of any more
Or
if we do.
I mean, the nun we denied.
Right.
She wasn't a nun, by the way.
Well, no, the owner was.
Oh, really?
The lady that was here said that the owner, the owner was a nun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have, yes.
This is the one that she just pulled up. Dave is April 2020. And they have been paid, so they've got, I don't know if there was an abatement done on them or what.
No.
And it does say EX up here.
And yet they still have a value in there.
They do have a value.
When did they go before BOE?
2019.
Okay. Interesting. So I'm gonna make a motion to zero this out.
They don't have an assessed value. Check your
their assessed
check
value
over at
zero,
the collector's office, see if there was a value printed there. Just because it's got a value there, if that EX is marked up there,
it shows a zero assessed.
Yeah, we don't
know.
If the collector's office could look up 18-1.0-11-003-002-018.001.
Well, you just go to the collector's site and put it.
It's 1650 Skyview Drive. If we could see if there's a bill for that, that would be much appreciated.
Go to the previous assessed on that one there.
Yeah,
because it'll tell you what taxes were paid.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I was going to go to this.
What was the taxes paid last year?
Zero.
There you go.
Paid zero. Not paid zero.
19/20/21.
Yeah.
Well, that's odd.
It's just showing the value of the home, but it doesn't show.
So if the home goes from exempt to something else, and we have the value of the home.
Okay. I don't know. We looked at one of these the other day, and it had something like that, too, and then we...
But this here does say it has the EX up here in this top corner.
That has EX. Okay.
So it should be okay.
That was just a nice, sweet lady that had all of her ducks in a row because we were really not inclined to even be able to do it, but she was at her stuff in a row, so.
But how come there's some other ones that, you know, they have the EX, but they don't have, they still show the zero. They don't show an
He hasn't been working, but how many months?
There's.
Oh, you just skip those or something.
There's a lot of properties out there that won't have sketches or anything in there. because I can't remember what year it was, 2007 when we switched programs.